When it comes to building and rebuilding its downtown, Abilene has a story to tell. It begins with the T&P Railway Depot, which opened in 1910. It signaled Abilene's transformation from a frontier prairie town to a bustling city. That economic growth stocked the downtown with a collection of solid early and mid-20th century buildings. Many were designed by local architect David Castle. As Abilene grew away from downtown, businesses followed. By the mid-1980s, many downtown buildings were empty. Some faced demolition. However, when the wrecking ball headed for the 1930 Paramount Movie Palace, that got the preservationist ball rolling. Soon, the Abilene Historic Preservation League was working with the city to develop historic preservation ordinances and a master plan to revitalize downtown. The city used tax increment financing, or TIF, to encourage downtown redevelopment. Taxes from downtown properties were reinvested in downtown. TIF also paid for public improvements, including new red brick sidewalks and an urban park. Private foundations and individuals also contributed funds to breathe life into the area. By the 1990s, architectural firms, including Wetherill & Associates, the Tittle Luther Partnership, and Good, Fulton & Farrell, were restoring vintage buildings. The past was catching up with the present. For instance, Abilene's oldest commercial building, the 1890s Windsor Hotel, was reborn as the Cypress Building. It shed an aluminum false front to regain its original brick character. A 1935 red brick automobile garage now houses the National Center for Children's Illustrated Literature. And the 1909 Drake Hotel has become the Grace Museum Complex. Abilene's creative public and private partnerships have injected millions of dollars into the new cultural district. It's a model that other communities can follow.